Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster studios, awaiting Debbie Wasserman Schultz to gavel in the opening of the Freak Show. As Alan Gottlieb reminded me last night, I said America's Freak Show begins this week. He said, no, it's the un-American Freak Show. Of course, I'm referring to the Democrat National Convention, otherwise known as the Socialist National Convention, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I used to live in Philly. Outside of Philly. I worked in Philly. And I lived in Norristown and worked in King of Prussia. And then that office closed and they moved it over to Pensacola, New Jersey. So I had to go back and forth across the bridge all the time. And that's when I eventually decided, no, this ain't working for me. And I left. But 4th and South, Jim's Cheesesteaks. You can talk all you want about Pat's and Geno's, but Jim's Cheesesteaks on 4th and South, man, take the cake. Used to go down there a long time ago, years and years ago, but used to go down there in the late 80s. And that food there is so good. I'd go there at 11 or 12 o'clock on a Monday night just to go and get a bunch of them, bring them home, and have them for the week. I mean, that stuff was incredible. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? So Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Socialist National Convention Freak Show, the Clown Posse about to get underway. And it's interesting to me how they tie, you know, the media sucking up to the Democrats and attacking the Republicans and the disunity and, you know, the dysfunctional Republican convention the previous week. And what's happening right now with the Democrat National Convention or Socialist National Convention is just incredible, absolutely incredible, in such disarray. So it'll be interesting to see how the media protects and spins this. Another email. You know, in the tank, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who has now been forced to step down because she's been outed. What does this have to do with your gun rights? Has everything to do with your gun rights, because you're going to witness, beginning today, a litany of speakers. Between now and over the next 3 to 4 days, you're going to witness speaker after speaker after speaker coming after your gun rights. It is going to play a major role in the upcoming freak show known as the Socialist National Convention in Philadelphia. Your gun rights are on the line. Now that sends me back to, and it's just remarkable to me, the amount of people, and I can't say the amount of people. I got probably 424 emails here, and a very small fraction of them are emails about Ted Cruz. But you got a couple vocal folks out there on our side, you know, gun rights supporter side. Supposedly, they say they are. But are they? Well, we'll kind of debunk that in just a second. Who are, you know, getting back and forth in some exchanges here about Ted Cruz? They don't like what I said about Ted Cruz, so much so that one has already called a station in Oregon to complain about what I said. And another one up in Washington State, must be the Pacific Northwest, I'm not sure, who is going to contact his local radio station and demand that my show be dropped because he doesn't like what I said. Now, it fascinates me. As you watch this convention get underway versus what you saw in Cleveland, speaker after speaker after speaker defending the right to bear arms, what you're going to see this week, speaker after speaker after speaker coming after the right to bear arms. Now, they're going to cloak it. They're going to call it gun safety. They're not going to say gun control. They're going to say gun safety. They're going to call it common sense measures. They're going to say we need to protect our children, and how could anybody be against any of that? And the media is going to give them coverage. But you're smarter than that. But there are some of you who just simply aren't smarter than that. And it is fascinating that those of you on the pro-gun side still cannot wrap your head around what your moral obligation truly is. You stand with Ted Cruz because he stood on his moral principles. Ted Cruz slapped you as a gun owner right smack upside the face with the stunt that he pulled at the convention. And I don't care whether you like that or not. It doesn't make any difference. Here's an email I got within seconds of the close of the monster broadcast yesterday. It actually came in about 5 minutes prior to the close of the show, or I should say about a minute and a half prior to the close of the show. I had read an email from an individual named Paul, who called me out, and you know, I read that. You go back and listen to the program. And I read this email, and I picked it apart line by line because there's just simply they're easy to pick apart. I'll show you in a second. But I got this email from Charles. Charles writes in, and he says, "Mark, Paul was right. Trump will be a disaster. Better than Hillary? Maybe. The difference between Clinton and Trump and between the Dem Party and the GOP, here we go with the theoretical stuff, you know, take a listen to this, are more style than substance. None of them can stand the idea of a free, self-governing, and armed population. We are to be subjugated in the service of the political elite, a pox on both their houses. Cruz did the moral thing. Deal with it. NRA endowment life, Second Amendment Association." That's supposed to be foundation, Charles, but I digress. USCCA, Washington Arms Collectors member. P.S., due to your rant, I'm going to find an alternative to USCCA. I will also be contacting the owners of my local station, KITZ, to ask that your show be dropped. Just an FYI, the station is owned by the Second Amendment Association. Well, Charles, thank you for the email, number one. It's not Second Amendment Association, it's Second Amendment Foundation. And I also sit on the board of KITZ, of the parent company of KITZ, which is the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and I'll be more than happy to provide you the phone number if you need it, but I told you that in an email. So I have to reply to Charles. You see, because these people just don't get it. For whatever reason, Charles, and I know he's sincere, and I know he's a good, honest person. I know he is. I can tell. He's passionate about what he's talking about. He hates the situation he finds himself because he can't stand Trump. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But here's the problem Charles faces. At this stage of the game, it's too late. You can bloviate all you want and theorize about Hillary and Trump, the establishment, being subjugated in the service of the political elite, and any other such nonsense you can conjure up now to make yourself feel better. But here's the facts, Charles. Your gun rights are on the line, and Ted Cruz wasn't man enough to do what Reagan did in 76. It's that simple. And I know you don't like that, but it doesn't matter. You see, because you have to face it. Cruz lost. He's not on the ballot, and he played politics with your gun rights. That's what he chose to do on that Wednesday last week. He should have stayed home or not. If he didn't stay home and he spoke, he should have endorsed Trump. He should have been a man. And a greater individual than I said last night during a conversation about this topic after I got off the air on the Monster Show was, imagine what Ted Cruz could have done if he stood up and said, I don't like the personal attacks that came at me during the campaign and against my family and my wife and the perceived attacks against my wife and family and my father. I don't like that. But this is about more than me. This is about the direction of our nation for decades to come. And this is about the nation that your children are going to have if we do not defeat Hillary Clinton. As a Christian, I forgive the man who said the things he said, and I support him for president so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton. Imagine if Ted Cruz had said that. He would be a freaking hero today. But now Charles is going to say he didn't because he did the moral thing. Let me tell you something, Charles. Here's the moral thing. For you to defeat, if you're a gun rights supporter, the moral obligation you have right now for your neighbors, your family, and your descendants is to see to it that Hillary Clinton does not get elected. And unfortunately for you, your boy isn't on the ballot. Donald Trump is. So, yeah, you have a decision to make. You have a decision to make. And as someone, because none of those little memberships you have will mean anything if Hillary Clinton wins the election and takes over the Supreme Court of the United States, and you allow it to happen because you don't like Donald Trump. The time for liking Donald Trump or not liking is over. That's what the primaries were for. You lost. I don't care how many votes. You can talk about pluralities and theorize all the crap you want about how it happened. It happened, and you deal with it. I don't have to deal with anything. I said right along after I supported Ted Cruz, endorsed him, then withdrew it because I didn't like his comments about the First Amendment. I didn't like the comments he made, and I pulled it out. I explained it. You can go back and listen to it. I endorsed him for president. And I also said I was going to endorse whoever won the nomination. And I've done just that. And that's what you need to do, pal. That's what you need to do. But your argument reminds me kind of this.
That is a lucid, intelligent, well-thought-out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Overruled.
You need to get your head out of your patootie, pal, and understand what's at stake. And what's at stake is the future of our gun rights in this country if people like you allow Hillary Clinton to ascend to the White House. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I've got another email. More of them came in that were in my favor, but the ones like Charles are more fun to read. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. That clip that you heard is from one of my favorite movies of all time. That was from My Cousin Vinny. Of course, Joe Pesci acting as the attorney and Fred Gwynn the judge. And he made a great argument, and Fred Gwynn just overruled him. And that's about where we're at with these folks who just can't seem to understand. It's not just the one, Ted Cruz. That's what sparked it here for Armed American Radio, for me anyway. And really, it was only a handful of emails, and I don't mean to make a bigger mountain out of a molehill, but there are many people out there who feel this way about Donald Trump, and they're not going to, you know, I'm not going to vote for him, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. These people, and I'm using the emails that I've gotten, and again, it's only been a handful. Most of the emails read something along the lines, let's see if I can find this one. Where is this one here? This is Rebecca. Mark, you are 100% correct about Cruz. If we throw the country to Clinton, our Second Amendment is gone. Our First Amendment is gone, along with many of our other rights. Furthermore, given Clinton's position on amnesty and TPP and the Supreme Court, if she wins this election, no one who believes in limited government will ever again be elected president. These are existing threats from which we can never recover. Cruz knows that and still chose to do his best to sabotage Trump's chances by tearing open a scab that only further divides conservatives. If he couldn't throw in with Trump, he should have stayed away from the convention. I used to be a huge Cruz fan, but at this point, I can't even stand the sight or sound of him. He is at best a self-serving egomaniac, at worst controlled opposition. He is not standing on principle. He is standing only for himself, and everyone knows it. That's from Rachel Dara. Rachel, thank you. Oh, she says, P.S., I recently found your show. I'm hooked. Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that, and welcome to the program. Loved the email and loved the comments because she is 100% correct. And those people who cannot see that are putting you as an American gun owner, a law-abiding gun owner, at great risk. Your freedoms are at great risk. So those who would rather stand up and theorize and bloviate about how we got here, it's great. I love to read the emails. You can read pages of it. And then you can cut them down with this comment. You have two choices, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And you know what Hillary Clinton's going to do. And yes, Donald Trump is the only other choice that stands a chance to win. The rest don't matter. Throw them away. They're irrelevant. You have two choices. So all the bloviating you did and all the wasting of typing and anger and sweat, because I know what goes into it. You sit there, you get all fired up and write that email. You go back and read it 50 times. You change things. You cut stuff out. You go back and do this because you just got to get me. And then you got to throw the thread in. I'm going to have the radio. I'm going to call the radio station and tell them to. Don't you love that one? Yeah, that irony's not lost on me, huh? Somebody on the same side of the fence supposedly wants to silence you. That's a page right out of the socialist playbook. I don't like what you said about Ted Cruz. I'm going to try to silence you and have the radio station. Yeah, oh, good. Go for it. Please call the program directors. They love when you engage like that. Because that's what talk radio is all about. They love to know you're listening. And by the way, yeah, those bombastic comments worked, didn't they? Because they got you engaged and fired up. Funny how that works. So I appreciate some of the comments. But let me go back to that clip. Because it fits. It fits just perfect, doesn't it? Isn't it wonderful? The clip from Fred Gwynn after making that great argument about why this, why that, and why that. It's the same thing with these guys. Take a listen one more time.
That is a lucid, intelligent, well-thought-out objection.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Overruled.
That means, man, was that nice. Now get your head out of your tail and fix it. And that's what you guys need to do. You need to get your head out of your tail. You need to suck it up. Understand you lost, okay? And you need to continue to fight for gun rights. Don't tell me you're fighting for gun rights if you're going to assist in any way, shape, or form Hillary Clinton in ascending to the presidency and turning over the keys to the Supreme Court to that woman. Boy, will we have a conversation after the election if we find out your participation in that. Because that's what you're doing. That is exactly what you are doing. But I found it interesting, the free speech issue. You know, isn't that great? Anybody, oh, I'm on your side. I mean, we'll have my gun rights. It's the attacks that come from within your own side that are more vicious than the attacks. Some of the worst hate mail I've gotten are from people who didn't like something I said about open carry. And I couldn't possibly be pro-Second Amendment here at Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with my two books about the right to defend yourself with a firearm and the dozen-plus years I've been writing the column, one to the head, because I said something they didn't like about open carry, like walking into a Starbucks with your AR-15 over your shoulder to make a point was stupid. You shouldn't be on the air. These are the same. It's the same argument that the left uses. It's quite fascinating. I find that interesting. But I've got, you know, obviously more email came in supporting my position on Ted Cruz that he played politics with our gun rights than didn't. And the ones who were very vocal about it continue to send the emails in. It's an awful lot of fun to engage them and watch them go crazy. I think Charles went nuts on Twitter yesterday, too. But, hey, man, that's what it's all about. You know, you have a right to voice your opinion, and I love it. So keep sending the emails. If you want to jump in the conversation, it's great. mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what you think, because here's the bottom line. Forget Cruz. We're done with Cruz now, okay? Cruz lost. He did what he did. I personally believe he squashed his career. We'll find out if I'm right. It won't take 4 years. Here's the statement. Do you remember who came in second place in any sporting event last year? Honestly? If it wasn't Kansas City that went to the World Series, who would it have been? Do you remember? Who did they beat? Who was the second place at the Indianapolis 500 last year? Do you remember? No? Yeah. That's because second place is first loser, okay? There are two options. Two. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. As a law-abiding gun owner fighting for gun rights, I do not care if you don't personally like Donald Trump. You must vote, and you must vote to stop Hillary Clinton from getting the keys to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. That's your obligation. Suck it up and deal with it. My gosh, grow up. It's politics. You guys act like this is the first time you've ever seen politics played as if it's dirty pool, for crying out loud. Where have you been? Where have you been? Is this your first election? I would understand if maybe you were 18 years old, this was your first deal, and you're out there running around with a feel the burn sign because you're clueless. But when you're a life member of the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, and you're smart enough to have a USCCA membership to support and defend your back in the event you ever have to use a firearm, you should understand your gun rights. You should understand what's at stake. You should understand what's at stake for your family, for your children and their children, and your neighbors and your nation. And you should understand that this is about much more than your little hurt feelings over Ted Cruz or something some talk show host said about the candidate you wanted to be on the ballot, who, by the way, isn't, so deal with it. Now get off your duff, fight for gun rights, and do what you have to do, and that is see to it that Hillary Clinton never gets the keys to the Supreme Court of the United States. Is that clear? We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How the heck are you? Good, provocative stuff. Love it. Love doing radio like this. Love angering some people who just can't seem to get it through their head. What is at stake here? Let me give you an indication of what kind of enemy we're fighting here when it comes to the mainstream media. And I'm going to bring Sean in here for a second because I know Sean very well, and I have an idea how he's going to respond to this. There was a story, I didn't see it last night, I was a little busy last night, obviously, but this morning, very early when I got up, and I don't get a whole lot of sleep the day after the Monday, or the Monster Sunday broadcast. I'm up late, my adrenaline's going, and then I got to get dopey emails like I got earlier. Normally, I don't waste my time, but that one last night I had to, because I was on it at that moment in time. And I saw this morning this story breaking about 17 wounded and 2 killed at a teen party in Fort Myers, Florida. So that got my attention, and I started paying attention to this, and I knew instantly. This wasn't a party I would have ever allowed my 13-year-old daughter to attend. That much I can promise you. I didn't need to see the whole story. I knew from what I was witnessing, I knew from what I was hearing, that this was not going to be what the media is portraying it to be. And lastly, I'm right. Now, the first thought that went through my head, the 2 people were killed, and as many as 17, one just 12 years old wounded, quoting from a Fox News piece, when gunfire erupted at a teen swimsuit party at a Southwest Florida nightclub early Monday. That means after midnight on a Sunday. What kind of parent allows their 12-year-old daughter to attend a Southwest Florida nightclub for a swimsuit glow party at 1 o'clock in the morning. And for that matter, what the hell is a swimsuit glow party that is attended by over 18? This was not what the media... This is why I tell you this. What does this have to do with your fight? It has everything to do with it, because this is the way the anti-gun media couches these stories. This is the way they hand this stuff to the Democrats, so that Barack Obama and the rest of the party can use something like this to attack your rights. Why? Because the children were hurt. Now, I'm not blaming victims here, but I can promise you that there was more to this. Oh, and then lo and behold, I read the following, that the shooting is definitely not terrorism, but gang-related. Sean, jump in here for just a moment, would you please? Did you see this story, my friend?
Yeah, I did see that mess.
You did. What did you think when you saw this?
First thing I thought is, what parent lets their 12-year-old out at somebody's party at 1 o'clock in the morning? The next thing I thought about is, how do you have children hanging out with 27-year-olds at a swimsuit party? Either you have to be just absolutely illiterate and can't think, or you're drunk all the time.
Well, that's a pretty
And this is the thing that bothers me about the media. That's why we have so much disruption in this country with the Black Lives Matter, and this person over here doesn't like this person. It's because nobody's held responsible. Those parents who let their children run around at 1 o'clock in the morning need to be held accountable. If I had done that, or if you had done that, believe me, we would not sit down for days.
Yeah, because let's go to listen to the way the media. This is an NBC News piece. I've not seen this piece before. I just flipped into it while you were talking. At least two people were killed and more than a dozen others injured after a shooting outside a Florida nightclub hosting an event for teens. The gunfire rang out just as family members were picking up their kids from Club Blue in Fort Myers, where the no ID required party had just finished. Some of the victims are as young as 12. Club Blue comes out and says, "We're deeply sorry for all involved. There was armed security at the event for children between the ages of 12 and 17. Let me tell you something. My kids go to a lot of functions. They don't go to functions where armed security is present. Now, Sean, I don't know if that's a tip-off or not, okay? But I'm not letting my child go to a nightclub to all hours of the night at that age, where there's armed security present."
Exactly. No, my daughter did not go to, I didn't let her come as an international DJ. I did not let her come with me to work until she was well over 18. There's certain things that kids need to be doing. And another thing, these people that keep talking about kids has rights, when they have a job, they got a right. No 12-year-old has the right to run around the streets of a city beyond 9 o'clock at night. And furthermore, they should be have themselves in a book. That's why we don't have any educated people anymore. These people let these kids run around like they're grown folk. They're not grown people. They're children.
All right. Here's the bigger picture here. And you're right. I agree with you. The bigger picture here is the fact that the media isn't saying what you just said. That the media is portraying this in such a way that it just simply gives cover to this being another mass shooting. Okay, this was a gang-related incident, at least in two reports that I've seen so far. This is a gang-related incident. Now, let me take this over to Chicago, because this is what we see in Chicago every single day. And the media says nothing about it. Nothing. I gave the numbers last night in Chicago as far as the shootings are concerned. As we go into a presidential election coming up in just 3.5 short months from now, we're going to elect a new president. And this issue is on the ballot. Your right to bear arms is on the ballot. We have a dishonest media in this country that simply will not call what it is. They simply won't do it. Now, no one at that location deserved to be shot by anybody. That's not what we're talking about here, so get your head out of it. That is not where we're going here. We are talking about how there is more to this story, how the media knows it, and the way they report it to you, which provides the anti-gunners in this country, of which the media is a part of, the opportunity to use an incident like this, which is a gang-related shooting, to come after your rights. Now, as a parent, I interjected my own opinion into that.
Hey, Mark.
But the day my 13-year-old daughter comes to me and says, hey, Daddy, can I go to this party at the swimsuit glow party at this nightclub? No IDs are required. And you know, because everybody's going to be under 18, which they weren't. We know it was into their 20s. And don't worry, Dad, it's okay. There's going to be armed security there. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, Sean.
The same problem that you have in Florida is the same problem you have in Chicago. And the media understands, and you're right. They don't want to tell it like it is. Because if they do and don't follow the narrative, then they'll lose their job because everybody will say, oh, well, you're against people who don't know any better. We got to fix stupid. I'm just sick of the stupidity that I hear on a daily basis. It's crazy to me. We'll talk about Hillary Clinton's DNC, the Russian thing, but we don't say anything about what has happened in this situation and say, look, why was a 12-year-old running around with someone at a club with no ID? Makes no sense to me.
No, it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. It's a sad state of affairs. You know, I wish I had an answer. The only thing I can tell you is it's obviously part of the progressive liberal progressive agenda. This is what happens. The progressive liberal agenda is allowed to run rampant. By the way, let me give you some statistics out of Chicago while I'm on it before we go to the break. 366 homicides from January 1st to present today. 366, last year's total. January 1st, 2015 through the December 31st, 2015, 490. This year's going to blow that number, that 490, right out of the water. Going to blow it right out of the water. 36 homicides already in July. 71 in June. 71 homicides in June. And what do we get from the media? Nothing. You can read the local. You can read in the Chicago Tribune. I pull them up in the Chicago Tribune all the time. No national attention on this. Where's NBC News? They talk about a gang-related shooting, but they don't tell you that's what it is, in a Florida nightclub, in a place where, quite frankly, kids had no business being. And they let this slide. And this is the media that you're going to see fawning all over the gun grabbers all week long. At the un-Americans, what we now know as what I call the Democrat National Committee or Socialist National Committee freak show going on all week. They're all in cahoots together. Oh, but that was proven by their emails.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. The fastest hour in radio is in the last segment already of the show today. Man, oh man. I tell you, yeah, you have got to figure out, you have to begin figuring out where we are and the forces of the enemies of our freedoms and what they are doing. They are working in unison to just beat you down, to beat you down. And I'm not, like I said, I don't want to harp on the Cruz thing anymore. I'm not going to. I just want to use that as an example. And I get these emails, and these are emails from good principled people, no doubt about it. Charles is a good principled guy, and Paul is a good principled person. That's why they're writing the emails the way they write them. But they're not taking it to its logical conclusion, which is to see to it that Hillary Clinton gets stopped. Let me explain something to you in no uncertain terms. These people are trying to destroy the life you know in this nation. They are working together with the mainstream media to destroy America as you know it. And they are using code words to do it, that diversity is our greatest strength, for example, in terms of talking about illegal immigration. They are using code words to hide illegal immigration by calling it undocumented workers. They are criminals who violated our laws to get here. And they are talking in terms of gun safety and common sense gun safety measures instead of gun control and confiscations and bans, which is their ultimate goal. You can do something about it. And I got some great emails to that effect. I'm going to answer a couple of them tomorrow. I love getting the interaction from the emails. But you can do something about it. If you've already made a decision to own or carry a firearm, the first thing you can do is understand, and well, you've already taken the first necessary step, and that's to accept that there is evil out there, that there are bad people who do bad things, that the Democrats and their progressive liberal agenda aren't going to protect you from bad people. You can join the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can do like the letter writer Charles did, who's all over me, wants me thrown off the airwaves. You know, good luck with that. But you can do what he did. NRA endowment member. Life member of the Second Amendment Foundation. Not the Second Amendment Association. It's the Second Amendment Foundation, Charles, but you'll figure that out. The United States Concealed Carry Association, the National Rifle Association, your local state's grassroots organization. These are amazing places to start. You can start with the USCCA at usccaonair.com. You can watch training videos. You can learn the techniques necessary to defend your life, and you can carry the insurance to back you up in the event that, God forbid, you have to do that. It's all there for you at usccaonair.com. But the first step is to understand that there are bad people who do bad things. There are also bad people in politics who are trying to do bad things to this nation. And they are doing everything they can in conjunction with the mainstream press to beat you down. Until you just eventually go, my God, we've got to do something. That's what they're doing. Take a listen to what Team Trace is doing today. Now there's a new term. Have you ever heard of murder inequality? Good Lord. It's income inequality. Let me explain what that means. Have you ever asked a socialist what income inequality is? Try it sometime. You'll be amused at the answer. Let me answer this for you quickly. If you don't want to live on a garbage man's salary, don't be a garbage man. If you want to live like the orthopedic surgeon who's got the lake house over there, then become an orthopedic surgeon. There's no income inequality there. Got that? Figure that one out. Nobody is guaranteed an outcome in this life. All you Bernie Sanders supporters out there demanding $15, is that all you're worth is 15 bucks? You see how you have to think in order to get above the I deserve a $15 minimum wage? You have to think above minimum wage. And let me tell you something. There's nothing equal about working at, Walmart, for example, or McDonald's, as there is selling real estate and getting off your duff and making and earning some commissions. You're not going to earn the same amount of money. That's because the pay is different at each job. Now we have, take a listen to this, we have murder inequality from Team Trace. What the hell is murder inequality? Wrap your head around that. This is, yet again, the anti-gun establishment, the media, in this case Bloomberg paid. He's Bloomberg funded. You're going to hear Bloomberg, by the way, endorse Hillary Clinton for president. I believe that's tonight. If you can stomach it and if you can watch it. Because he will talk about guns. That's what Bloomberg is all about. You're going to hear the litany of the anti-gunners, the un-American gun grabbers, begins today. It begins tonight. But now they've created a new term, murder inequality. And how, you know, what is a normal American? What is a normal American? You have to go through and read all of this. But it's quite fascinating how they come to their conclusions. There's a difference between somebody that lives in the gated community and somebody that lives in the hood in Chicago. Read it. I keep telling you to go out and sign up for this stuff. Go to the Trace. Get on their email list. Read what they're putting out. Every Town for Gun Safety, join the email list. Read what they're putting out and how they phrase this stuff. You wouldn't have any idea. There's loopholes that they create that you've never heard of. The boyfriend loophole, all kinds of stuff.
Excuse me, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Did you say murder inequality?
Yeah, let me read you the debate over crime rates is ignoring the metric that matters most, murder inequality. This is the headline at the Trace today, Sean.
I'm done. I can't do it.
Let's create a new term. Let's get it out there. Let's put it out there. Because, you see, you have to understand, have you ever wondered, I think we talked about this on the Monster broadcast, how the mainstream media all seems to use the same phrases and terms to cover a particular story when it comes to guns?
Oh, yeah. Well, no,
where do they get it?
Is what they do.
Well, they're not dreaming it up. They're getting it from a single source. A lot of them are being fed this stuff from Every Town for Gun Safety's PR people. They're being fed this stuff by the Trace. These are the people that put this information out there okay? And then the liberal progressive gun-grabbing organizations, known as the mainstream media, the networks, pick this stuff up. That's why you see the same names and the same phrases used in these stories. I'll give a good one. What's a recent one? Weapons of war to describe what they formerly called assault weapons. Or at that point, it was assault weapons because they coined these phrases. Where do they get them? They're all using the same phrases. They get it from the PR machine being worked behind the scenes that is feeding all of this stuff to the media. Bloomberg hosts a media event out in Phoenix last year to explain to the media how to cover stories like this. This is where it all comes from.
Well, I have a
We discussed it yesterday. Yeah, go ahead.
I have media inequality. I'm not getting told the stories that need to be told right. As far as a 12-year-old running around and murder inequality, what does that mean?
Sean, when you control the narrative, you can say anything you want. What it is, it's just another way to find something that will stick, that will beat you down on your gun rights. And, you know, you got to hand it to them. I mean, they're very good at what they do. The amount of money they, you know, give me $50 million from Bloomberg and see what I can do with it. All right.
I'll buy a pack of Philippines.
They're very, very good about how they couch this stuff. Meanwhile, in Chicago, 2,269 shooting victims so far from January 1 to today. To today, right now, and this is a live program, 2,988 all of last year, 2,269 today. What does that tell you? But you don't hear it from them. They're not talking about that. They don't want you to know it. It doesn't fit their agenda. Murder inequality. Murder inequality. What party wants your guns? The Democrats. Listen, you better start paying attention very carefully here as we close out this hour. We have 3.5 months left. The Supreme Court is at stake. Understand, your moral obligation is to stop Hillary Clinton. Trump's the only answer to that, as much as I hate to tell some of you who don't like Trump. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We're going to wake up and do it all again tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.